It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Residents worry about floating solar farm on Kalaraya Lake. A floating solar farm on Kalaraya Lake in Lumban, Laguna, that aims to produce 250 megawatts, MW, of power for the national grid has stirred concern from establishments in the area and even from supporters of renewable energy. Nestled within the municipalities of Lumban, Cavite, and Calayan in Laguna Province, Lake Kalaraya is a man-made water reservoir that came into existence following the construction of Kalaraya Dam, which generates hydroelectric power for the Southern Luzon grid. Throughout the years, Lake Kalaraya has gained popularity as a hub for water sports, outdoor recreation and fishing, and it is now encircled by several resorts and vacation homes. Now, resort owners, residential managers and environmentalists have expressed concerns about the construction of floating solar panels over Kalaraya and Lumot Lakes, fearing potential disruptions to tourism, livelihood and wildlife. They say they support renewable energy but believe solar installations should not be on water bodies. We are not against renewable energy. We just feel that the location where they want to put the floating solar farms will affect not only the local residents but also tourism and the environment. They plan to cover the main thoroughways of the lake, which is where most of the bancas and the boats pass through, where the fishermen go through and all water sports happen. Their project would basically block the whole lake, Kalaraya resort owner Struan Wallace told the Manila Times. David Du, the residential development manager at the Hamptons in Kalaraya, also opposes the construction of the floating solar farm, saying it will hurt tourism and the livelihood of the local community. For the community impact, our resort alone currently provides livelihood to more than 300 families in the area. In terms of the amount of livelihood they can provide for the solar farm, it is no more than 50, he said. Environmental advocate Mark Gia said that while his group supports renewable energy initiatives, they object to the site on which the solar farm will rise since it is unclear what the impact will be on marine animals and bird life. Approved under the government's Green Lanes for Strategic Investments program that aims to encourage renewable energy projects, the floating solar farm is a venture of Blue Leaf Energy Philippines and Nayun Control Systems, NKS. The NKS Solar One Floating Power Project, as it is officially called, falls under the Department of Energy's Green Energy Auction Program, which seeks to change the nation's energy landscape through renewable sources, aligning with the country's development plan of increasing the share of renewable energy to 35% by 2040. Jason Gavina of Blue Leaf Energy Philippines said the selection of Lake Kalaraya as the site for the project was made after careful consideration of several key factors. First, the man-made lake was originally designated and used for power generation, which aligns with their goal of leveraging existing infrastructure for sustainability initiatives. Yield simulation studies have also confirmed the area's favorable irradiance levels to ensure optimal energy generation potential. Furthermore, Lake Kalaraya's proximity to the Lumban Power Substation enhances the project's connectivity and efficiency of interconnection to the national power grid. NKS is not the pioneer in undertaking such a project. This technology has been successfully implemented in several countries, including China, Japan, and the United States. In the Philippines, the first floating solar farm was commissioned in the municipality of Baras, Rizal, on Laguna Lake in September 2018. The 10-kilowatt, KWP, pilot floating solar farm, developed by Winergy Holdings Corporation, was specifically built to demonstrate the technical feasibility of floating solar technology in the country. According to Winergy, floating solar farms offer several advantages over ground-mounted solar farms, as they do not require the use of agricultural or forest lands, nor do they necessitate the cutting down of trees. Additionally, floating solar farms exhibit greater technical efficiency compared to ground-mounted solar farms. The cooling effect of the surrounding water on the solar panels also enhances its energy production. But Marlon Appanada, Southeast Asia lead of the Global Energy Program at the World Resources Institute, WRI, a global think tank headquartered in Washington, D.C., emphasized that the NKS Solar One floating power project should not be exempted from environmental and social considerations. Because the global energy transition has been scaling and accelerating, there are inherent tensions with other parts of society, such as recreation, tourism, business, agriculture, and nature. This needs to be addressed. Just because a project is a renewable energy does not automatically exempt it from social and environmental consideration. This Kalaraya solar project case is an example that just because a project focuses on renewable energy doesn't mean giving it a free pass to other stakeholders. It is worth investigating and considering the viewpoints of the Kalaraya residents, business owners, environmentalists, and other stakeholders, Appanatta added. Appanatta said renewable energy should not be solely about the energy source itself, it's about responsible energy practices. Taking shortcuts and bypassing existing environmental and business regulations is not acceptable, he said. For instance, when establishing a utility-scale solar project in an agricultural field, one must carefully assess its impact on food availability, particularly for local communities. Similarly, offshore wind farms have been known to affect traditional fishing grounds and reduce fishermen's productivity. Striking a balance and rigorously considering the impact of renewable energy projects is crucial, he said, as they have real consequences and should be subject to the constraints of people, planet, and nature.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.